Hello and welcome to another edition of the 4K Blu-ray Review. I am Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest, and this is the Multimedia Men Network, and this is the podcast network on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, everything else. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher Radio, type in the Multimedia Men, type in Boomstick Comics, and you'll find this podcast, and you'll find tons of shows, wrestling shows, horror movie shows, nerdy shows, music shows, and this 4K Blu-ray show where we review 4K and Blu-ray releases. See if you want to spend your hard-earned money to buy these releases or see these movies. It is the month of October, so we're doing a bunch of horror movies from Scream Factory. We love them. We love them. You should too. This movie on this episode of the 4K Blu-ray review is called The Unborn from 1991. Holy Moses, this is an insane movie, and it has so much talent attached to it. Good God, sir. Good God. Let me take a drink of water. So, The Unborn was produced by Roger Corman. Yes, that Roger Corman. And directed by Rodman Flender. Who is Rodman Flender, you ask? Well, I will tell you. Rodman Flender is a producer and director. He has done tons of shit. Starting way back from his first movie, which is this one in 1991, The Unborn. But he went on to direct movies such as The Leprechaun 2, even episodes of Tales from the Crypt, Chicago Hope, Arliss, Party of Five, Dawson's Creek, The Office. He even directed Idle Hands. Oh my goodness. He's just all over the place. So Rodman Flender, to get in a little bit of his personal life, he's married to Amy Littman, who is the co-creator of Party of Five, and his nephew is actor Timothy Chalamet, who you saw recently jerk off into a peach in, I think that movie, what's that, Call Me By Your Name. So yes, this is very, very interesting. Rodman Flender, first movie, The Unborn, super fun. Interestingly enough, the cinematographer for this movie is Wally Pfister. Who is Wally Pfister, you ask? Holy God. He has done the cinematography for pretty much all of Christopher Nolan movies, including Inception and all of the Dark Knight movies. Yes, he is that guy. And he basically started almost in 1991 with The Unborn. It's pretty great. So, what do we talk about The Unborn? This movie is about an unborn child. Very, very similar. You'll see lots of similarities to stuff like It's Alive, which we've talked about, and Rosemary's Baby. So this movie kind of follows a married couple named Virginia and Brad, and they cannot have a baby, so they try IVF, in vitro fertilization. And when this happens, things start going well, the trial succeeds, but then something happens. The baby inside this woman is not what it seems. It's very diabolical, and we find out that the doctor who's performing this IVF stuff is a madman. He's a maniac. He is a sick doctor. So all things considered, it is a lot like It's Alive, kind of a killer mutant baby, and Rosemary's Baby, where people are out to get this mother and her child. Religion is really not part of this movie like it was in Rosemary's Baby. It's all scientific-based mostly, but it's still nonetheless fun. It's kind of scary. It still holds up. There are some gory moments here and there, not a whole lot, but it's still pretty damn good. They did a really good job with this film. It still holds up many years later. This film, just the performances by everybody are good. The kind of like the realistic nature of it is good, because like when you look at something like It's Alive or Rosemary's Baby, it kind of, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense realistically. Like, yes, maybe 1 in 100 billion chances it would happen. But this is more like this could actually happen with a sick doctor trying to mutate something. So that's what we have here. It's actually pretty good. Corman did a good job producing everyone in perspective. But it like launched the careers of a bunch of people, including actors Brooke Adams, Jeff Hyinga, and even a very quick cameo by a young Lisa Kudrow. She's in this movie. So yeah, it is a pretty good film. I would recommend it still, movie-wise. But let's talk about the video. Let's talk about the audio. Video presentation, The Unborn on Blu-ray from Scream Factory did a damn good job. It's a new 2K scan of the original elements of the film. And it looks damn good. It still looks filmic. It looks cinematic. It's not overly digitized like we see today. The colors, color-wise, you know, it's a little warm here and there. They're like blues and oranges and reds and greens. They kind of like glow a little more. But even in darker scenes, black levels are still pretty deep. There's a little shadow and crush here and there, but it's nothing too bad to write home about. Yeah, colors are pretty well balanced. They're real saturated for this. Everything is a little bolder and richer here. With the attention to detail, the clarity, it looks pretty good. Again, there's a film grain to it, which never really fluctuates. It looks good. You'll be able to see kind of practical effect, makeup, individual hairs, pores, facial skin, wrinkles, stuff like that. So, it's pretty good. Even some of the heavier knitted costumes look really well here. Flesh tones are natural, and just all around, there's not a whole lot of issues with it. Video aspect-wise, this looks pretty good for being this type of movie. Audio-wise, there is a 2.0, a stereo DTS HD 2.0 sound mix. It's good. It's not 5.1. It's not immersive. It's not surround. But the effects of everything are enhanced here that kind of make you squirm, which is really good. The score is very effective in every way possible. And actually some of the bigger sound effects and crescendos actually do make a pretty big punch in things. So yeah, it's pretty decent. Score, dialogue, crystal clear, easy to follow. There's no audio dropouts or anything. So yeah, audio-wise, pretty good. It would love to see a 5.1 mix on here as well, but I'm glad the 2.0 is on here. Let's go to the bonus features. Not a whole lot. There is a new audio commentary with the director Rodman Flender and filmmaker Adam Simon. So they basically just talk about making the movie and having a good time and how it's held up, the influences, working with the actors, tackling a subject such as IVF and how it's held up today. Pretty decent commentary. If you're a fan of the film, you'll be a fan of this commentary. And then the other thing is a trailer, the trailer for the film, 2 minutes long. That's it. So, Scream Factory did a really good job here. You know, there is a subgenre here in horror called the horror pregnancy films, you know, that goes along with It's Alive and Inside and Rosemary's Baby. You could add this to your list in your subgenre collection of pregnancy films, especially if you're doing IVF. It's a lot of fun still. It still holds up. Extras are pretty light, but there's not a whole lot, I guess, they could have done here. There is a pretty good new audio commentary, which is pretty good. I would recommend this. It's still a fun movie. I think you'll like it. You'll want this in your collection. The Unborn, 1991. Scream Factory. Get it from them.